This episode is sponsored in part by Swim. Okay, here's a depressing stat. 70% of shoppers who want your products never actually buy them. They browse, they consider, then they forget. That's revenue walking out the door. Swim Wishlist Plus turns browsers into buyers. Customers save products they want, get notified when prices drop or items restock. You can also engage them in personalized fashion through your marketing or sales outreach. It's like having a personal shopper reminding them to come back and buy from you instead of your competitors. And 45,000 stores already use it, and it only takes 5 minutes to install. You can try it free today for 14 days. Go to getswim.com/Kurt. That's swimwithay.com/Kurt. Turn those maybe laters into sales today. Getswim.com. Shopify Winter 26 Edition had all kinds of wins in it, but two particular features that I want to dive deep on that, and one definitely very exciting to me, and the other I have to know more about, rollouts and SimGym. SimGym, I'm not quite sure what it does. That's okay. We'll find out. Rollouts, I am beyond thrilled with this. Native A-B testing coming to your Shopify admin. That's what I took away from it, but we're going to find out if I got it right because we are lucky today. We're going to be picking the brain of Aaron Glazer, product lead at Shopify, who has worked on these features, right? Who knows them and who's going to explain them to us. Aaron Glazer, welcome to the show. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
I'm thrilled you're here. Let's start with an overview here. Well, I assume tell me about rollouts. This is native split testing.
So rollouts encompasses a few different capabilities for merchants, all in one. So one part of it is native split testing directly built into Shopify, allowing merchants to go in and test changes within their online storefront or within their themes directly and roll out multiple versions of the same storefront to merchants and then measure the impact of those changes directly within their Shopify admin.
I love it.
It's bringing amazing capabilities for merchants to make really informed decisions, but like right inside of their core workflow.
I was going to say, you know, what's the benefit here? If you're not familiar with split testing and it's you have the data, you can now make a much more confident decision around something that's very subjective. Web design, an online store, it feels extremely subjective, right? Because it's so design focused. Finally being able to have show both, you know, both versions of something to your customers or more, it sounds like, and know, you know, with statistical significance, oh, this is the one that performs better. This is the one that does the thing that we want better. That's quite incredible and quite empowering as a business owner with a website, you know, that you rely on for these sales. Incredible.
It's really about helping merchants become more informed, helping them make more bold decisions, and applying the data behind the scenes and allowing them to take risks and then measure the value of those risks.
Okay, with our split testing, with rollouts, what I have not played with this, I have not seen it. What is the format that this takes in my store? Am I, you know, split testing two themes, two sections? Like what's it look like?
So the version of or the release of rollouts that we've launched at Winter Editions allows you to go in and leverage your individual theme and make changes right within an individual theme. And then within that theme, you're able to split test. So basically test the original version of your theme and any changes you've made to your theme directly out to your buyer audience, all from within the theme editor.
Excellent. And so assuming like this all is within the theme editor.
It's all within the theme editor. So now there's rollouts is on the admin panel. So you'll be able to access it from within the markets tab in the admin homepage. And then you'll be able to go in there and start creating rollouts. Now, rollouts are more than just split tests. So part of what's being delivered within the capability of rollouts is split testing. But another part is actually the capability to schedule and change your storefront at specific times. So you'll be able to go in and say at a specific time, date and time, I want to go and launch this new storefront, or I want to launch this new change, or in the future being able to launch it with catalog changes or other parts of the admin. Schedule them to go live at a certain time, and then potentially, you know, stay live forever, or go live and then be turned off, for example, in a periodic or a sale.
So if I had, I love this feature, extremely useful, very practical. Let's say I have a sale. Typically, these sales start at midnight, and I've got changes in the theme, like at my homepage, my announcement bar, you know, featured collections. The content has to change to inform people of the sale. Look, I go to bed early. I am a sleepy baby. I'm not getting up at midnight to click publish on a theme. You're telling me I could just have rollouts? This feature will just do this for me.
We're going to protect your sleep. So you'll be able to go and schedule it. You're going to sleep very well. You'll be able to go in and schedule it, schedule the changes you want to make, and then have them automatically rolled out at the precise time that you select.
Excellent. And then at the end of the sale, it sounds like I can undo it. I could schedule like, hey, change it back, change it to something else.
Exactly. You know, some sales are temporary. So you can go in, for example, schedule a change to your theme that's contextual around the sale that you're trying to make, and then have it automatically roll back.
A lot of effort goes into these features, a lot of thought. And so you don't just make them willy-nilly. It has to be a reason why we said, you know what, rollouts, this is the thing. Could you give me a little background or context as to why, you know, why do this now?
You know, one of our jobs are to help merchants sort of across the entire part of their journey. And the example you just gave of a lot of sales starting at midnight is a really perfect example of sales are complex. Merchants are planning for them in advance. So the opportunity to schedule and plan multiple components of a sale in advance is huge. Now then added to that capability is the ability to go and schedule multiple components of a sale, and then potentially even test different changes to your storefront, be more bold, make decisions and learn from them, is really the set of capabilities that we're bringing natively into the platform.
I like that the benefit we have picked here is be more bold. That's very, I like that. That's fun. Be more bold. Because with the confidence of knowing like, oh, this is what performs better. Now I can make those bolder, wilder changes with confidence. What metrics do we track here in our split test? Like with a split test, there has to be a goal that it's keeping track of. What are our options here?
So you'll have a set of capabilities or a set of options that are available. It's all built into the native analytics platform that you're used to. So there are specific results pages designed for just rollouts. And in the future, we're going to be allowing you to measure that even more broadly within the analytics homepage that you're used to.
Very cool.
Rollouts it's an awesome product. You know, it's really about bringing that native capability right into Shopify. It's for many merchants, this is going to be the first time using split testing or being aware of it. And so a lot of the care that we brought into building the product is one where we can not only bring this really amazing capability to merchants, but help merchants learn along the way and make it really accessible and easy to use, just like the rest of the Shopify platform, so that it can scale with merchants, but also be accessible to those early merchants that are just going and starting and making their first sale.
It's a good point to make, you know, make it accessible, make it easy to use. Because with split testing, right, there's always the specter of statistical significance. Like, you know, is my test correct? Is it trustworthy? You know, do we do anything there to assist with making good decisions in split testing?
We do. So the concept of statistical significance can be a little scary at first. But what we've done is we've tried to create the results pages where you're really presented with statistical significance in a way that makes them more accessible, more understandable, helps you understand and learn what's happening so that you can make great decisions, learn from it, and then keep iterating. It's all about learning from what you've done, being bold, taking risks, and then continuing to iterate on that.
Beautiful. Perfect. Yeah, I'm excited to use it. Like, I desperately want to try this and run a split test. When's it going to be available?
It's available to an early access group of merchants, and then it's going to be rolling out more broadly in the coming weeks.
Excellent. Okay. I am going to keep an eye out for it. I cannot wait to test it.
Here's a word from our sponsor, Zipify. December's not over, and neither are your sales opportunities. You just survived Black Friday and Cyber Monday, but are you maximizing every order that's still coming in? One-click upsell automatically increases average order value by up to 30% with AI-powered upsells across your entire customer journey. Holiday shoppers are still buying. Gift cards, last-minute orders, New Year prep. Make every sale count. Launch pre-purchase and post-purchase upsells for every product in one click. Customers see personalized offers and spend more automatically. Unlike other apps, you only pay for results, not views. Takes under 2 minutes to set up, starts working immediately. Don't let December revenue slip away. Go to Zipify.com/Kurt for your 30-day free trial. That's Zipify.com/KURT. Finish the year strong, my friend.
So I've got the data, and once it says, hey, your test is concluded, or like we've reached a statistical significance on which one is better, how difficult or easy is it to roll out those changes?
So that's one of the beautiful things about it being built right into Shopify natively. We're building the capability so that as you're taking these risks, as you're trying new things, you're learning from your split tests, you're able to see the results. And then if you like the results, merge them natively right back into the place where you made the changes in the first place. Ugh. So you're able to just move really quickly, learn, keep evolving, and grow.
I need this. I do. I need this.
You're going to love
split testing. It's just the idea that now it is a native feature. You have no idea. It has made my day. Truly. Okay. Sim gym. Not a gym for our Sims. What is it?
So SimGym is a new app, and we're releasing it as an AI research preview. It's being launched as part of Winter Editions. And it's a really unique application of AI. And our whole Winter Editions, the theme is Renaissance, Ren AI Sance. And so SimGym is right along the lines of that. And we're using AI to help train AI agents to have human-like profiles that are able to simulate shopper behavior on your storefront that are reflective of actual shoppers that you might get to your storefront. Obviously, humans are never going to be fully replicated by machines. So what this does is it simulates some of the feedback that you would get from humans based on your storefront. And you're able to conduct similar sorts of simulations of one theme versus another theme and see what your human-like agents might provide feedback, all in the same vein as of actually running split tests to help you understand and learn and grow and be bold.
So this is like user testing, except an AI agent does it, and then at the end it gives me actionable insights?
Yeah, it's not fully testing, because testing is very much around the quantitative data of human buyers. But what it does is it simulates some of those results, and it tries to get you some of the learnings that you would get through human split testing.
Interesting. I got to play with this.
Yeah, and the amazing part about it is, you know, as a brand, every 26 seconds, an entrepreneur makes their first sale on Shopify. So as we're building these products, we're also thinking about every 26 seconds, there's a new merchant that just had their first sale. And how can we help them grow and learn and ship changes with the confidence of a high traffic brand, but you know, maybe they're just starting out, or they're early on their journey as an entrepreneur. So what we're able to do with SimGym is provide them some of that background, some of that information that they wouldn't otherwise get, develop those learnings, or help them develop the learnings through simulations that are run in SimGym. And then they can take that forward and continue growing even faster.
Are these complementary products? Like, the reality of split testing is it requires quite a bit of traffic to reach that statistical significance. And if I don't have a ton, it could be, you know, I'm running this test forever. It feels like it could be frustrating. And so SimGym, like this complementary product to get me those insights. And then later I move to, you know, using a tool like Rollouts once I have experienced, you know, confidence, et cetera.
Yeah, depending if you don't have a lot of traffic, like a scenario like that, that's where something we're able to go and simulate within SimGym is absolutely like hugely beneficial.
So what if my AI shoppers, Do we call them Sims? Probably not. My AI shoppers, what are they actually doing? Like click, scrolling, purchasing?
They're going and using your store. They're trying to replicate sort of the broad swath of how your buyers or your shoppers use your storefront. And so we're trying to simulate. It's really about simulation as opposed to like really testing. But we're trying to simulate what those shoppers will do on your storefront to provide you data and learnings, and even understand the feedback as shoppers go and use your store, or AI shoppers go and use your store.
And then what's the output of this thing look like? I've not played with it yet. But what format does that take? Like a report of actionable insights? I'm guessing. You tell me.
Yeah, it's a report of actionable insights, feedback from the different AI shoppers during the simulation, and real learnings that you're getting from it based on what they saw between two different themes that you might be trying out within simulators.
Oh, and wait, it'll do comparisons.
So it'll allow you to compare the two different themes. So you can basically go in and give it your current storefront and say, hey, I'm working on this new idea. Maybe it's a new product detail page or a new homepage. And test those two different changes to those two different storefronts as a simulation. And then as it runs, it'll deploy agents. It'll train them, deploy them on your storefront, use those two different themes, and then give you a report back on what was the difference. What did the agents find or not find? What are the learnings and the actionable takeaways you can have from it?
Give me an example.
Running on some of my own stores, I've seen some feedback from agents where it found it difficult to find certain products in some cases.
Oh, so that's like a task it might attempt? Like I'm going to go try and look for a particular product?
In some cases, it might try to do that, but it might find it difficult to navigate through my storefront and might provide me feedback in one version versus another. So for example, if it's a storefront that has a large list of products in a collection, it might provide feedback that it's really hard to page through that list, and adding a filter might be beneficial so that you can quickly filter products.
Okay, I know I was excited about rollouts before. Now I want to play with this one now. This is the thing I need to play with. I need to try this.
They both have their own set of uses. You know, Rollouts is really around helping you schedule and change and also run split tests and do that and bring it out to humans and out externally to the world. Whereas SimGym is really about helping you learn and understand and do it very quickly and iteratively.
It's just the idea that SimGym could give me could test these scenarios and then give me actionable insights off them. Really, quite incredible. I'm very interested in that. Like, we've seen similar but less actionable, like less direct versions of this. Like, I could screenshot a heat map and I can hand it to an AI that I've attempted to explain best practice to. And then, it's going to come back with, like, if I'm lucky, half of that those suggestions are decent. This case sounds, much more purpose-driven, much better trained, like better fit to the scenario. So I'm imagining it gets better results. Our simulated shoppers, our AI shoppers, are they looking at screenshots of the site, or is this more like an agent actively navigating a site, or am I going too deep in the weeds?
No, it's an agent actively navigating the site.
Oh wow!
And we're able to build these agents using the information that we have at Shopify, having the benefit of seeing billions of purchases every year. So these personas can start bringing some of that behavior forwards, and then as they're navigating the site, can start replicating some of that information and allow us to tune the models and tune the agents in a way that provides that actionable feedback that's also tuned for the individual store that's being used in the simulator.
Okay, that was going to be another thing I was wondering. Is there like a single agent shopper that does all this work? Do they have personas? Do I have any input as the merchant into these agents?
Yeah, you don't have any input, but it ends up operating as sort of teams of agents That can go in with different profiles. Again, it's representative of the variety of shoppers that you actually have that are using your storefront to provide that holistic feedback as much as we can.
Man, that's really cool.
Yeah, we're super excited. We're launching it as a research preview. It is one of the first products of this kind, if not the first, that is able to provide this kind of information. And built on top of the billions of purchases every year within the platform to provide really interesting and actionable insights.
Here's some customer service emails you don't want to wake up to. I was drunk. This was a gift, but we broke up. Wrong color, wrong size, wrong me. Sound familiar? With Cleverific, you don't have to deal with these anymore. Cleverific gives your customers a self-service portal to edit their own orders. No emails, no back and forth, just simple fixes. Fewer support tickets, faster fulfillment, and happier customers. Peter Manning, New York, slashed their order support request by 99%. You can too. Get 50% off the Cleverific Pro plan, just $49 a month, exclusively for the unofficial Shopify podcast listeners. Go to cleverific.com/unofficial and use promo code KURT50. Fix the problem before it's a problem. That's Cleverific. Yeah, you know, one of my favorite category of features within Shopify are the ones that leverage Shopify's network effects. Just the fact that it is, you know, the platform for e-commerce and for retail. And so we've got, you know, Shopify as a platform has this incredible in-depth knowledge of shopper behavior. It really very uniquely positioned to be able to build a tool like this, you know, versus anyone else would not have that same data and starting point. Couldn't do it realistically, you know, to the same level of fit for, you know, an AI shopping agent. That's very clever. You must be proud of this.
You know what? We're super excited. But ultimately, it's the success of the merchants that are using it that is how we measure ultimate success. So we can't wait to start hearing the different stories from merchants that are using it. But it is, you know, one of the amazing things that exists right now is that the AI gives merchants this ability to be more creative, more innovative, and really focus in on their business and focus in on learning. And so with SimGym, we're able to channel some of the learnings and the overall signal that merchants can get and channel it in a way that provides really actionable learnings that gives them understanding of their store that they wouldn't have otherwise been able to do, leveraging, you know, the power of Shopify.
Man, I want to play both these tools right now. All right. The SimGym is in research preview. How do I get to it?
So you can download the SimGym app from the Shopify App Store. And we're slowly letting merchants, there's a wait list, but because demand is so high for it, but we're slowly letting merchants. Yeah, we're slowly letting merchants in. So best thing to do is download the Shopify SimGym app from the App Store.
Okay, yeah, and absolutely we'll link to that in the show notes, or of course just type, you know, search SimGym in your Shopify admin, make your life easier. And what's the learning curve on this? Like, some tools are more technical than others.
This is designed to be totally non-technical. So all Amazing. That you need to do, all that you need to do with SimGym is really bring two different versions of a theme, and allow it to go and test out your current theme and something new.
And, you know, as far as that's very cool. So SimGym rollouts, you know, both helping us reach the same outcome. Better website, more confidence. Excellent. Easier to run a business that way. And within our Shopify themes, do I have to be, I would imagine, you know, I need online store 2.0. I need sections. I need, is there a particular, do I have to have a Horizons theme?
Yeah, you have to be, right now, you have to be using online store. Have themes within your online store to test from.
Well, very straightforward. I would imagine most of us do.
We've tried to make it as easy to use and accessible as possible so that merchants can just get in there and start using it and start learning from it.
So, okay, bigger picture, zooming out, it is a safe guess we are going to see more AI tools, utilities like this in Shopify. Are we going to see more testing tools?
I think we're going to continue to see an expansion of the capabilities we're bringing out here. I think we're just scratching the surface on what you'll be able to do with the different products that we're bringing out, like rollouts and SimGym. And we're going to keep building on top of that. So it's going to be really exciting in terms of what's available to merchants. When we chat this time next year, I'm sure we're going to be talking about it a lot more.
Absolutely. All right, workflow. I imagine I start with SimGym and then I move to rollout. Like SimGym, you know, knockout, easier, more obvious changes, you know, things that we don't necessarily need to test with people to feel confident about. It's like, hey, this link doesn't work. Okay, yes, I don't need to test it to know, you know, I should fix that link versus something more subjective, more squishy, like, hey, we've got these two different layouts. Which one's going to work better? I would think that that's the kind of thing, you know, where I would want to test that with real humans in rollouts.
Yeah, it depends partially on your workflow too. Depends on the amount of traffic you have. As you were mentioning before, depending on the amount of traffic you have, it can take a really long time or it can be very quick in order to find results from a rollout or from a split test. So depending on your traffic level, that'll define kind of the workflow you take and also the types of changes you want to make. For example, if there's a change you want to make that is something you are a little hesitant about going live with right away, then that's where SimGym comes in handy. You can go and try things. You can be bold, and the Sims will give you feedback.
Man, I want to play with it. I do. I got several stores where I'm like, there's wacky stuff. I would love to run past this and see, you know, what it gives me, or just, you know, on the existing stores, like, hey, you know, everyone wants that edge, you know, that little bit extra conversion rate, little higher average order value. Those things really, those make huge differences in these small businesses. And so that's why I get so excited about these tools.
For sure. And, you know, for businesses that are scaling and growing, those extra points on conversion rate really matter. For those merchants that are just starting out, getting the flywheel moving, helping to give the confidence are really some of the superpowers that you get from this. And Sidekick, honestly, where you're able to get those superpowers from Sidekick to be able to have almost like this extra co-founder with you as an entrepreneur starting out to help you nudge you along the way. Help you evolve your storefront and your entrepreneurial journey.
Sidekick's really grown on me this year. I use that little guy I'm able to generate reports pretty easily that previously like would either take me time of fiddling to make the report myself, or I just, you know, I probably wouldn't necessarily bother, or whereas with Sidekick, I just ask the question, or I say, hey, Jake, could you generate me a report, you know, with these filters and parameters, and it, you know, of course, it's very helpful. So yeah, happy to. I love it. No, it saved me quite a lot of time.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's unbelievable. Sort of when you go from having to think about how do I do this type of analysis to just saying, hey, I'd really love to know the answer to this question, and then leave it to Sidekick to figure out how you develop the answer to that question or how you go and do something. It's an amazing transformation. I think it allows the merchant to think a little bit bigger picture as opposed to, you know, like, what is the exact thing I need to do on this screen to get the analysis done? It's really, you know, how are my sales this week?
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
What products sold more? Was there anything that was selling differently than the previous week?
Well, you know, people present me with very difficult questions. They're like, well, you know, our conversion rate changed one way or another during this period. And, you know, why, you know, help. And I could turn around and ask Sidekick. I go, hey, you know, can you break down for this period conversion rate by channel and help me understand? And like, you can work step by step and think through with it. Like, as long as, you know, you're leading it, you get a very good result. Yeah, I like it a lot. Yeah, we're supposed to be talking about rollouts and SimGym, but I would imagine that, you know, if I have these tools plugged in at some point, I'm going to be able to say, or I have these apps installed, these features enabled, I'm going to be able to ask Sidekick for assistance with these things.
Yeah, that's definitely in the future, something that's coming. I mean, I love Sidekick as well. It's an amazing tool, and it's only going to get more powerful.
You know, we've got listeners. They're also hopefully excited about this. What's one test they should run?
The one piece of advice I would give is that think big picture. So look at your buyer funnel in terms of where your drop-offs are. Typically, you'll have like a really big drop-off on your landing page Could be your bounce rate. So I would suggest start testing on the parts of your storefront that have the largest amount of traffic, and then go piece by piece down there, as opposed to trying to test something that is rarely seen or a really small part of the funnel, which can be a very critical piece of the funnel, but the traffic is lower. So it takes a lot longer to learn from it. So I'd say if you're just starting out on your journey, start big picture. Try the hero banner on your homepage, for example.
Excellent advice. I agree. I have found consistently bigger changes lead to, you know, faster conclusive results and tests. Yeah, I think the classic split test is I was like, well, what button color? Well, it turns out that actually that's a very difficult test to run because it's too small and finite and subjective a change. Whereas, you know, much bigger changes, you know, being bold, as you've said, that's, you know, where you really have much better results with split testing. It's like, let's try two very different things, different directions, and see which our customers prefer, what resonates, what works better. Any mistakes, any gotchas people should avoid going into this?
Nothing offhand. I think, you know, we've tried to really make these products to be as accessible to use as possible. So if there are, then I want to know about it because we've made a mistake on our end, but we'd love to hear the feedback from merchants who are going in and using it.
All right. Tell me how I get started. Where do I go? What do I do?
Yeah. Just go into your Shopify admin. Click on markets in the left bar, the left nav bar, and then click rollouts, and then create a new rollout and get started.
Man, I'm going to try it right now. I will attempt it. Aaron Glazer, product lead at Shopify. Thank you so much. I am so excited.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Hey, before you go, I was hoping you would check out our new app, Promo Party Pro. It is what I want to be the single best, easiest way to run a free gift with purchase promo on Shopify. We just put it live in the App Store. We've got less than 50 users. We want your feedback. So if you need to run a free gift with purchase promo in the near future, install it, try it. There's a live chat. I check that all the time. And so if you have any issues at all, you know, or any suggestions on how we can make it even easier to use, let us know. We're happy to help. If you want to try it, search Promo Party in the App Store. Promo Party Pro is the app. Give it a shot. It's got a free trial. Thanks.